sack that'll last that long.
Talking about making bread a minute ago, what would your wife put in the bread to make it rise?
I guess you put a little salt here, or baking powder. Or...
Do you know of anything else that you can put in bread to make it rise?
Milk, I believe, helps to make it rise. Yeah.
Well, what about yeast?
Well, yeah, I've heard of yeast being put in. If you're making light bread, well, you'd have to use yeast to make it rise.
Talking about eggs, what do you call the two parts of an egg? You got the...
I'd be a yolk and a white, the only thing I know. I don't know which is what. I don't know whether a yolk and a yeller or a yolk. I don't know what you call a yolk now. Mm-hmm. What's the yeller or the white?
Well, what are some different ways of fixing eggs that you know about?
Well, boil them, fry them, and a devil egg, you call it, and egg salad, and potato salad or something like that, put egg, boiled eggs in. Mm-hmm. And I reckon that's about all right.
Have you ever heard of people talking about fixing eggs by cracking them and letting them drop in hot boiling water?
Well, yeah, poached egg, yeah, right, that's right.
Sometimes when you're cooking your greens, you might boil a piece of meat along with it.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
I would put a piece of hog jaw in my pot of salad. Piece of hog jaw, a piece of fat back.
Can it have a lot of lean on it sometimes?
Oh, mostly fat.
Mostly fat.
Mostly fat.